Hey, this is Sharan Srivatsa. Welcome back to the Business School Podcast. And this intro may actually be longer than the entire episode. And what I mean by that is I write down from time to time several great ideas that I see, may it be words, may it be quotes, may it be transformational feelings, may it be insights, things that make you think, things that make you go, ah, things that make you shake, things that make you just smile, things that make you jump inspired into action. And I found 13 of these that I wrote down that I want to share with you. In fact, I'm going to recapture all 13 of these in under 6 minutes. So dollar for dollar, pound for pound, this is going to be probably the most valuable episode that you've listened to from me. And it all starts right now.
One thing is for certain. Just because it's tried and true doesn't mean it's working right now. So the big question is this. Where can you learn what is working right now? The strategies, the tactics, the psychology, and the exact how-to. How to grow your business, how to blow up your personal brand and supercharge your personal growth. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Sharan Srivatsa, and welcome to Business School.
Okay, this is not going to be a normal episode like you're always used to, but I'm going to probably give you dollar for dollar, pound for pound, minute for minute. There's probably not a better episode that you can get because I'm going to pack this in with 13 lessons that I wrote down. These are quotes, sayings, feelings, words that I believe that could really impact you. And the best part is I actually wrote these down and I was just reading them right now and I thought they were so impactful to me that I thought I would share them with you. So this is going to be short, this is going to be sweet, but I promise you, word for word, pound for pound, minute for minute, this is going to be a really good one. So I'm going to start right at the top. I've got 13 big ideas for you, so I'm going to share them with you right now. Idea number one, the best math that you can learn is how to calculate the future cost of your current decisions. The best math that you can learn is how to calculate the future cost of your current decisions. All right, big idea number two. Time is a game played beautifully by children. I just love this so much. Time is a game played beautifully by children. Every time I think about my daughter just sitting there drawing, not worried about how things work, and she's so focused, so engrossed, so committed to that time. Time is a game played beautifully by children. Big idea number two. Here's big idea number three. Not giving up is the most heroic thing you can do. That's an Aquaman quote. Not giving up is the most heroic thing that you can do. Number four, amateurs want to do what they love. Professionals learn to love what it takes. I wrote this down. I can't remember from where. Amateurs want to do what they love. Professionals learn to love whatever it takes. Gosh, I love that so much. Number five, the shortest distance between two people is a story. Man, this hits so hard. The shortest distance between two people is a story. It's big idea number five. I'll recap those for you really quick. The best math you can learn is how to calculate the future cost of your current decisions. Number two, time is a game played beautifully by children. Number three, not giving up is the most heroic thing that you can do. Number four, amateurs want to do what they love. Professionals learn to love whatever it takes. Number five, the shortest distance between two people is a story. All right. Here's number six. Years of love have been forgotten in the hatred of a minute. That's from Edgar Allan Poe sonnet. Years of love have been forgotten in the hatred of a minute. This is can be nothing better than I can tell you about, you know, work hard and be kind. Here's number seven. The man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. It's a Henry Ford quote. The man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. So if you're in the marketing business, the advertising business, you know that having the open sign, advertising, getting your brand out is the right way to think about it. The reason in a lot of ways that we don't advertise is because we don't have a good product to sell. If you're worried about your advertising spend, the reason is that you don't have a good product to sell because you don't feel like when the leads come in, when the opportunities come in, when the awareness comes in, and the business is created, you don't feel like you can deliver on the result profitably. Therefore, you don't want to spend money on the front end and you just rely on repeat and referral business. That's why advertising is so important. Advertising allows us to understand how much we believe in the quality of the product or the service that we offer. The man who stops advertising to save money is like the man who stops a clock to save time. It's a Henry Ford quote. Here's number eight. Character is how you treat who can do nothing for you. Character is how you treat he who can do nothing for you. Number 9, some people stop because it's hard. Some people start because it's hard. Man, it's so powerful. Some people stop because it's hard. Some people start because it's hard. Here's number 10. If you can't solve a problem, it's because you're playing by the rules. I love this so much. If you can't solve a problem, it's because you're playing by the rules. I'll give you this one more time, the last 5. Years of love have been forgotten in the hatred of a minute. The next one. The man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. The next one. Character is how you treat those who can do nothing for you. Next. Some people stop because it's hard. Some people start because it's hard. If you can't solve a problem, it's because you're playing by the rules. Gosh, I love this so much. We got 3 more. Lessons are repeated until they're learned. It's so hard. Lessons are repeated until they're learned. Risk is often better than regret. Risk is often better than regret. And here's number 13, lucky 13. When we are tired, we are attacked by the demons that we have already conquered a long time ago. When we are tired, we are attacked by the demons that we have already conquered a long time ago. I told you this was going to be a powerful episode. I got 13 for you. I'm going to get them back to you really fast. The best math that you can learn is how to calculate the future cost of your current decisions. Next, time is a game played beautifully by children. The next one, not giving up is the most heroic thing that you can do. Number 4, amateurs want to do what they love. Professionals learn to love what it takes. Number 5, the shortest distance between two people is a story. Number 6, years of love have been forgotten in the hatred of a minute. Number 7, the man who stops advertising to save money is like the man who stops a clock to save time. Number 8, character is how you treat those who can do nothing for you. Number 9, some people stop because it's hard. Some people start because it's hard. Number 10, if you can't solve a problem, it's because you are playing by the rules. Number 11, lessons are repeated until they're learned. Number 12, risk is often better than regret. And number 13, when we are tired, we are attacked by the demons that we have already conquered a long time ago. When we are tired, we are attacked by the demons that we've already conquered a long time ago. Man, I really love these. This is probably the shortest, most impactful episode that you will probably hear today. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, can you do me a favor? Can you take a screenshot, tag me, or share this with somebody? Because I think dollar for dollar, pound for pound, word for word, minute for minute, this is probably one of the best ones that I am going to listen to myself. So if you got this and you like it, just take a screenshot, tag me so that I will make more like these for you. I have a lot of notes like this on where this came from. So if you like this, I can make more like this for you. So please screenshot, tag me, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, Chiron, I have a cool gift for you. Since you like this podcast, I actually have an ultra super secret private podcast that I make just for my partner companies and the CEOs and influencers that I advise. It's called 10K Wisdom because I try to wrap $10,000 worth of value in every single episode in just under 10 minutes. That's why it's called 10K Wisdom. It's raw, it's real, it's got no intro or outro or anything like that. It's just straight to the point and to the insights. Since you like this podcast, I think you will like that. So, for the first time, I'm making it available to you. Just go to 10kwisdom.com, the number 10kwisdom.com, and my team will activate it for you as my gift. Go to 10kwisdom.com, I'll see you there.